If you're a coach who's been doing really well with your one-to-one clients and you're starting to think about scaling but you aren't quite sure how to approach it, then stay tuned. I'm going to be diving into the whole topic of how to scale your coaching business so that you can enjoy more income, more impact, and more time in your life. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Wholehearted Business Show. I'm Laura Agar Wilson, and this is the podcast that's dedicated to helping you start and grow a coaching business you love the wholehearted way. Hi there, welcome to the Wholehearted Business Show. I'm Laura. I help health, life and spiritual coaches get more clients so they can generate more income and live their most aligned life. And today on the show, we're talking about the big topic of scaling your coaching business. So maybe you've heard other business coachy type people, a bit like myself, talking about how you can scale your business and how it's all like wonderful, straightforward, make multi-six figures, multi-seven figures and all that jazz. I'm going to talk about scaling, but I'm going to give it to you in my very wholehearted approach and also based on some of the experiences that I've had from a very practical point of view as I've scaled my business as well. Sit tight, let's dive in to this quite big, juicy topic actually. And I really love talking about this because ultimately scaling for me is about how we can create more impact for the people that we're here to serve, how we can create more income for ourselves, and also how we can actually gain more freedom and time back from our businesses as well. And scaling doesn't necessarily have to be like this big six, seven figure thing. It can actually be done on a smaller scale, but still really effective, which is really what it's looked like in my business. Like you guys know, I'm not a six figure coach yet. I know that I will get there at some point, but right now I'm really satisfied with my income levels, but also the way that my business is set up. So we're going to talk a bit about that today. So before we dig into how to actually scale your business, I think it's really useful to look at the differences between scaling and growing. Now, you can grow your coaching business by working more hours. You can grow your coaching business by increasing your prices, but that's not the same as scaling. Now, scaling is really where we break the link between the time that we put into our business and the money that we can make. This is often referred to as dollars per hour kind of style working, and there's always a limit to that if you're working by yourself in your business. When we scale, we're not doing that, we're breaking that link. And often what that looks like is working from one-to-one and going to one-to-many, where instead of working one-to-one with someone, we start working with multiple people at the same time. Now that's very generalistic, but I think it's a really useful thing to understand if you're thinking about scaling your business, because like I say, it's not just as simple as I'm going to increase my prices. There's a whole other bunch of things that come into scaling. Another thing that we need to remember with scaling is that it's not just about creating like a bunch of passive income that you can then just sit back from. There's still marketing that needs to be done. And I think it's really important to remember that nothing is completely passive. So it's really good just to drop that reminder in. Usually there has to be some kind of marketing that goes on as well. I'm going to talk a lot about marketing, so stay tuned for more of that. So before we get into the practicalities of scaling, you want to be asking yourself, is your business actually ready to scale? And before you get really excited and start creating all the new things, this is a really important question because we want to have realistic expectations around what our scalable offerings might look like and what they might achieve. And we need to be really honest about what's going on in our business to do that. So the first thing that you want to ask yourself is, am I getting one-to-one clients on a reasonably easy basis? Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that you shouldn't scale. Like what some people will find is that they might be struggling slightly with one-to-one clients, but actually a slightly different offering is going to work better for them. And for lots of different reasons. Now, I talked a couple of weeks ago on the show about niching and about how some niches might need a slightly different business model. This kind of falls into that a little bit, but that is, obviously, this is where I'm giving very general advice. If I was talking directly to a coach or a business owner, I'll be able to give some more specific. So yes, basically, generally speaking, to scale, you want to be getting clients, one-to-one clients on a fairly regular, easy basis. I also think it makes good sense to have some people existing in your business. And by people, I mean leads. And when I say leads, because I hate that dehumanizing language, awesome humans. So that basically looks like you've got some people on your email list. It might look like that you have a following on social media. Basically, you've already got some existing people hanging out in your business. I think that's a really good sign that you're ready to scale as well. And then the first thing that I would do when it comes to scaling is I would look at your marketing first. Now, this kind of goes against a lot of the advice that people would give, but I think it's really important because whatever it is that you're going to create, you have to have your marketing dialed the fuck in to work, or else you're going to just not sell any of your things. Now, I will say, like from my experience, because I have not scaled in the way that I'm probably describing, Which is where I've learned the lessons from, to be fair, is that you don't always necessarily have to have a bunch of people sitting there waiting ready to buy in order to create a scalable offering. Like, you can do that before you're ready, then do the marketing afterwards, but it is going to make your life easier. And it also is, again, about managing expectations. If you're going to spend hours and hours creating a course, but you haven't necessarily got an audience that's there to sell it to, you're not going to make anything straight away. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's a wasted time if you have uses for that scalable offering in other ways in your business for the future, and that you change your marketing in the future to suit it. But I think it's really important that you look at your marketing. So this is really about looking at what you're doing and what you're doing to get more people through your business. Because when we're looking at scalable offerings, when we're looking at one to many, the numbers do start to matter a bit more. And you need the scale of people scaling. You need the scale of people, the scale of leads, awesome humans coming through your business to actually make these things profitable. So that's a really important part. You really need to have your marketing absolutely dialed in before you start looking at some of this. Like I say, you can create a scalable offering and kind of look at the marketing after. But what we do, and this is very much me talking from experience, is that we create the nice new things because it feels really exciting and it feels really fun. And we shy away and we don't spend the time on our marketing. I have one regret in my business journey. It's that I haven't marketed hard enough in all of the years that I've been doing this. If I could go back, I would be doing way more collaborations. I would be being way more visible. I would have started this show so much sooner. Like, I would have marketed things much, much better. I would put more time into marketing. But because I wasn't confident, all of those kind of internal things, I really held myself back. And this was a safe thing. Like, creating new things was really safe and fun. And so I put my time into that. But it wasn't always like super profitable. Like, I still made some good money off a lot of my courses and things that I did in the early days, but it wasn't super, super profitable. So that's just something to bear in mind as well. And then if you feel, yes, I'm ready, or maybe you've got the audience, maybe you don't, maybe you'd like, whatever, like, I've given you my advice there. It's time to decide what the right scalable offering is for your business. Now, scalable offerings are things like group programs, memberships, digital courses, digital products, like anything that you can sell that is not one-to-one really is a scalable offering. Paid live trainings, things like that are all scalable offerings. And what is going to be the right one for your business is a very personalized decision that you need to make. The next thing you want to do is create the new offering. Now, depending on what that offering is, and again, this is why it's really important to choose the right offering, there might be quite a lot of creation time involved in that. So that's something that you really want to think about in terms of what is going to be viable and what's going to work for your business, is how much time it's going to take to create. If it's a group program, you might just literally need to just have the container and the sales page and that's it. But if it's a course, you might need to create all of the course. I'm also a big fan, just to say though, of pre-launching and creating stuff like after a pre-launch, and there would be a version of things as well. But there's lots of options around what might work in terms of creating something new that would make sense for your business. But this is the point in the step-by-step guide where you would actually start creating the thing that you're going to sell. Then the next step is to consider how you're going to sell your scalable offer. Now, again, this is like a whole thing. This is where you want to think about the price point. This is where you might want to think about, are you going to do a launch? Are you going to do evergreen? How does this product link with other products? I did an episode of the show on how to create a multi-offer business. I'll put a link to that above. I'll put a link in the description. And that's really good to look at if you are going to have more than one scalable offering. But it's really useful to think about like how your scalable offerings might link together. And like I say, the price point, the different offerings that you might have, like all of this is stuff that you need to think about. All of this stuff needs to be thought through to make sure that the offering is actually going to work in your business. And at this stage, what I will say is that we want to look at our marketing again. So we looked at it at the start. We absolutely want to look at it again at this stage. Again, I can't like overstate how important your marketing is for your business. Yes, other things are important as well. But if you're not marketing and you're not getting the people in your business, you're not getting the leads, the awesome humans coming into your business, you're really going to get stuck. So we want to look at your marketing again. And obviously for this particular scalable product, scalable offer, that marketing might need to be quite specific for that offer to make it work. So this is really about looking at what needs to change about your marketing. Do you need to do something different? Like, really reviewing everything that you're doing for your marketing to see how it is that you're going to get your slots sold and that, get courses bought and purchased, all of that kind of thing, you're going to want to look at that as well. And then once your new scalable offering is out into the world, you want to track your success. So this is where you might want to track your numbers, track your sales, track your conversion rates, all of those kind of metrics you want to track. But also what I'll say here is don't forget to track your soft metrics. This is what I call things like how much fun you're having, how much time you have in your business, you know, what it is that you're enjoying, like all of those kind of reasons why we start a business, like how much impact you have in the lives of people, like how many people have bought this and actually gone through the whole course or are reporting really good testimonials and really good feedback. So don't forget the soft metrics as well, but you want to be really looking at the cold hard facts and the cold hard figures to decide if this has been successful or not, if it's what's something you want to continue with, what you is that you want to do with that scalable offering. There's lots of different options there. And then finally, something that is really important when it comes to scaling is outsourcing. So a really easy way that you can scale, that you can begin scaling, is by outsourcing. So without even creating a scalable offering, if you're doing a job in your business that you do on a repeatable basis that you don't necessarily have to do, that other people have got the skills to do, if you have the income in your business to outsource that, then that frees up your time. So we're still talking a little bit, we're still in the realms of the dollars per hour space, but if you can start to outsource some of your other tasks, you can start focusing your time on the tasks that are most profitable in your business. So that's a really simple thing that you can do to start going in the direction of scaling without necessarily creating a new scalable product. Sometimes it might be that just to have the time to create the scalable product, you need to outsource something just to free up your time to be able to do that as well. It might even be that you choose to outsource the creation of the scalable product as well. So there's lots of different things that come into this, but I just wanted to mention about outsourcing because I think it's quite an important part of the conversation around scaling as well. So I hope that's been really interesting. Obviously, scaling is a huge topic. There's lots of things to consider in it. It's very personal to your business. There's a whole bunch of stuff that we can look at around scaling. And like I say, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that you are having like loads of clients and that you already do have a lot of people in your business. There are times when it makes sense to create some kind of scalable offering from the outset. Like I talked about this when I talked about the three key offers to have in your coaching business. One of those three key offers is a small digital product. And there's a whole host of reasons why that's a good idea. So there are definitely reasons why you might want to look at something sooner rather than later, but generally speaking, you want your business to be ready in terms of certainly your expectations of what you might achieve when you put the work in to create a scalable offering. Now, I really hope that's been helpful. If you're listening on the podcast, please leave me a review. It means so much to me. If you take that just a couple of minutes just to leave a review, it's really helpful. And also just let me know if you have enjoyed this. It really helps me. I'm doing this week in, week out, and I know that you guys enjoy it. But it'd be really lovely every time someone reaches out on Instagram or on email and says, hey, I listened to the show, I really enjoyed that. It really does make my day. So if you've got the time and if this has been helpful, please let me know. It always just makes me feel really nice and warm and fuzzy inside. So yes, guys, I hope that you're doing well. I will see you next week. Take care. Bye.